Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation.
Hey everybody, this is Cameron Duty, host of Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. You probably already knew that since you're checking out this show, but in case you're a first-time listener, I want to say welcome, and I want to thank everyone who's listened up to this point. We've had some great conversation with some great friends. We've celebrated some great times in Kistry, and we also have a story to tell of our own. As you know, Alive Unplugged didn't start as a podcast series, but instead started as my acoustic tribute to the band, where on every month, on Saturday, at least once a month, we'll get together and we will talk and we'll play music. I'll play some Kiss tunes and we just have a great time. And one of the things that I wanted to utilize this podcast series for was to bring that music to you guys. So many people have asked me to do some audio, some MP3 of the songs that I perform. Well, now here's the chance to take a Live Unplugged, the Music of Kiss Facebook Live concerts. Wherever you go, hopefully it becomes part of your day or you will enjoy it at home, relaxing. But the first one that we're going to start off with, from here on out, each month we're going to drop the audio form of our Facebook Live concert events. And for this month, we're beginning with our celebration to Peter Criss. So what you're about to hear, you're going to hear some Kiss classics thrown in, but for the most part, you're going to hear our tribute. And when I say our, I mean my wife Morgan and myself, as we get together and we will collaborate on these projects. If you've never seen it before, it's fantastic. You need to tune in and check it out. She does a lot of great video design and backdrops. You'll hear that mentioned. But for the audio form, you're getting ready to hear a lot of Peter Criss classics and some Kiss classics as well. And we certainly hope you enjoy it. Wherever you're at, stay safe. Let us know. We would love to hear your feedback on today's show and how the performances are going. And as always, take time to rock and roll all night and party every day. We'll see you soon. Enjoy this Peter Criss tribute from Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss.
It's alright if you need me. If you want me to stay for the night. Take two on a live unplug the music of Kiss. Welcome one, welcome all. Cameron Duty here, coming from our Kiss room, our Kiss cave, however you want to call it. Good to see everyone on here commenting. Frankie, Matt, Chris, Candy, Pasquale. I haven't seen Candy or Matt Porter since we came back from the video. So if you guys could just make sure that they know, I've lost them, so make sure they know, hey, Live Unplug is back and ready to go. Tonight, the reason that we're doing what we're doing is we are celebrating the Peter Criss, not only the 78 solo album, but just a tribute to the Catman himself. We do these things quite often, and you know, we are celebrating Ace Frehley's birthday on Tuesday with a special Kiss Room Alive Unplugged crossover that we're very excited about. Hey, Candy, good to see you. Wanted to make sure you was on there, too. So, as I said, Tuesday we're going to be doing the Ace Frehley birthday bash on Facebook Live, but we wanted to celebrate the Catman, too, man. The guy is the epitome of cool and just such a big part of that classic Kiss sound. And his 78 solo album's got some underrated gems on it. We're going to do a little of all of that tonight. So let's have fun. I'm not going to talk very long because we got a lot to get to. But the first one is coming off that 78 solo album. And if you guys are hanging out with us tonight, let us know where you're from. Let us know if you got anything you guys want to hear. We'll try our best to get around to it. But we're going to drop the needle on that 78 solo album right now and a tribute to Peter Criss. And you know what? This song is good for all you insomniacs out there, right? This one is called Tossin' and Turnin', and we hope you enjoy this Alive Unplugged rendition. One, two, three, four. And kind of a doo-wop bluesy groove. I mean, there's so much going on in that song if you've ever played it. And obviously, we've heard Peter's version of that. So I love tossing and turning. And if you guys did too, let me know. I love that song. And that's just a little bit of what we got going on tonight that we're looking forward to. Hey, Pasquale, good to see you, buddy. Christopher Goff, good to see you, man. Bill, good to see you, brother. Glad to see you on here as always. I love what you guys got going on over there at A to Z Radio and your radio program. And, of course, Pasquale with the Kiss Army Nation podcast and Candy with Candy's Kiss Corner. So many awesome media outlets. Matt Porter with the Kiss Room. Glad you guys enjoy it so much. And, yeah, so good to be with you guys tonight. Let's keep this thing going. Off Rock and Roll Over. This one's called Hard Luck Woman. Goes a little something like this. Once again, tonight, if you're just tuning in, this is Live Unplugged. I'm not Paul Stanley. I'm not Ace Frehley. I'm Cameron Duty, and these are the renditions of these songs that I can do best. Goes a little something like this. If never I met you, I never have seen you cry. If not for the first hello, we never had to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you never know. I keep telling you, I think we can safely say that that's a Peter Criss classic right there, if there ever was one. Not only a Peter Criss classic, but a Kiss classic. Man, you know, when he came out in the 70s and he was doing that stuff that he was doing, you know, holy cow, right? He was just awesome. Awesome at that. And so, yeah, good to see you guys still on here and hanging out with us tonight. I think you guys certainly seem to be enjoying it. Hopefully the sound is better. That's what I'm hoping for, and I'm going to check on here and just make sure that everything looks good on the live video still. I think we got some good comments, some good positive things going on out there. Got some likes, got some people giving us some claps, and man, I appreciate that. Yes, sir, from the extreme close-up, Sam. One thing I enjoy, and I want to just brag on Morgan for just a moment because she is awesome. And she actually, I'm going to tell you guys a little, not going to get real personal, but she has some back issues, and she's just been down all weekend, not been feeling well, but she has worked her butt off to help make this together. So I just want to give us, want us to give her a round of applause, because she's just such a backbone of this, of what we do with these videos and stuff that you'll see tonight, the backdrops, the green that we've got celebrating the Catman tonight. She's fantastic. And Sam, as you mentioned on that video there, I love how you can see and pick out those certain videos from Kistry, and you're right on the spot, man. I'm going to call you Spot and Dotton, because you spotted just like that. That's going to be your new nickname from now on. All right. Thanks, Chris. And Judy, good to see you, my dear. Great to have you on here. Hope you're enjoying everything tonight. Brother Frankie Lockhart's on here. I know he was grilling a little bit earlier, and he's going to grill some hamburgers and hot dogs and listen to a live unplugged tonight. So I think that's fantastic. Good to see my buddy Matt on here as well. Yes, Morgan is indeed awesome. I can't brag enough about her. Let's keep things rolling, guys. Our 78 tribute to Mr. Peter Criss. Now, listen. This is where we're going to go into uncharted territory for a live unplug the music of Kiss. And if by some way Peter Criss was ever to see this or to hear this, for one, I hope he knows what inspiration he is and how much we love this music, and I certainly do. Also, though, I want him to know that these songs on this album are very cool and very complex. When we go to the 78 album, I mean, just a lot of great talent on there, and an album that I very much love and enjoy. So hopefully he sees what we're doing and can enjoy this amateur guy up here trying to play some really cool Kiss tunes. So, uncharted territory, because this song, not supposed to be played on an acoustic, but somehow, hopefully, we've made it work. You guys be the judge of that one. This one, my favorite song of the entire 78 album, is called You Matter to Me. Hope you guys enjoy it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Could see how much I enjoyed playing that song and singing it, and I hope you guys got the same vibe as well. So Let me check and see what everybody's saying, because I love doing that. I just love saying hey to everybody and being there with you guys. Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much. Yeah, Candy, you wanted to hear that, don't you? And Chris Peter 78 getting some much deserved love. Yes, sir, and it will all night. I love You Matter to Me. That one just, what a cool vibe, right? I don't know that I'll ever take that out of the Live Unplugged set list. And I'll be honest with you, if I get the chance to go out and do this thing live once again when this COVID stuff clears, that's going to be one for sure. I want to highlight that one. Thank you, Pasquale. Good to see you as always, buddy. And thanks for your comments and your replies there. Morgan is very much a hard luck woman. That's exactly right, Chris. I think that's just great, brother. So we'll keep things rolling. I know we got a late start with the technical difficulties. Some things you just can't, you know, you can't help it, can you? Let me get a drink of water real quick, and then we'll go on to the next song. Awesome stuff, right? I love this music. It's one of the things I like about Kiss so well. They're so diverse. And I just think that's what makes them so cool. There's so many different personalities and characteristics and talents. You guys are going to like this one too. Baby, don't you let me down. Don't you leave me alone. Don't you run around. I said, baby, when I'm on the ground, trying to keep my chin up, feel I'm falling farther down. You know I'm feeling sorry, but I know. Like there's no tomorrow, there's no tomorrow without you. Baby, don't you let me down. Don't you leave me lonely. Don't you run around. I say, baby, when I'm on the ground, trying to keep my chin up, feel I'm falling farther down. Remember when you smiled so bright, raised my heart up to my times to drag you down. So darling, brighten up all the miles. Baby, when I'm on the ground, trying to keep my chin up, feel I'm falling farther down. Trying to keep my chin up, feel I'm falling farther down. Falling down, down, down. Falling down, down, down. Falling down, down, down. It's a mellow night on a Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss. It's a real cool vibe, a real cool change, honestly, just to be 100% honest with you. I think that's awesome. Man, I love the classics, but I love getting to just dig down and do these deep tracks. And thank you guys again for the very kind words. Glad that y'all are enjoying it so much. And if one thing could come of it, I'd absolutely love to be able to just, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, hey, you know, I've not listened to that 78 solo album, or I've never never picked it up, or I've not heard it in a while, maybe they'll go back and listen to some of these tracks. Marshall, good to see you, my friend. Hey, listen, I am digging that radio station, Unholy Radio, the only 24/7 KISS channel. And I listened to it. I listened to it getting ready today, getting pumped up for the gig tonight. You've got just a great station. And for us KISS fans, doesn't get no better than that. Glad to have you watching with us tonight. Thank you guys, everybody that's hanging out there. Going to do another one. This is a night full of songs that we've never done on a live Unplugged the Music of KISS. So hang in there with us if there's a little flood note or something like that. It is all live after all, and a little bit amateur. But that's what makes it fun, right? So now we're going to go to the album that this t-shirt represents, 1977 Love Gun. And with just saying that, and it being a Peter Criss night, you know what song this is. A fan favorite when I ask online in a lot of the different KISS groups what's one of their favorites, a lot of people said this one. Let's hope we do it justice. We're going to go to some live footage from that year. And Sam, you tell us what show this is from. This one is called Hooligan. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kinds of new territory for a live Unplugged tonight. Anybody who's watching for the first time, facebook.com/liveunplugged, the music of KISS is where you can find that. All right. Thanks, Scott. Good to see you, brother. You know what? I actually have not learned Baby Driver yet, but give me some time and I will. We kind of toyed around with that idea of doing that one. I'll try to work that up for you in the next show or so. So check back with us. A really awesome song. I just need to convert it to an acoustic guitar. I certainly think that I can. I love Hooligan. I love all of them, obviously. Matthew, thank you, sir. Sam, yeah, Houston 77, you are the man. Now let me ask you the bonus question. This is the million-dollar question in Monopoly money. Let's put it that way. Night one or night two from Houston 77. I love this. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Mr. Matt Porter from the Kiss Room checking in tonight. I'll let you guys mull that question over. Was that put at Houston night one or night two? And we'll go on to this next one. That's a fan favorite. If I have a fan favorite, I have a friend favorite. I'll put it to you that way. We're friends here and on a Live Unplugged. That's what I love. We're all just got such a cool friendship. And everybody says, if you're going to do a song, you got to do this one. I've had a lot of people say, this is my song. If there's any that I can relate to, that a lot of people say, this is your tune to play, you know, that just works so well with your style. This is it. The Raindrops, to give you an idea, goes a little something like this. So I want to say thanks to everyone who allows me to do this and to perform songs like that. That resonate so much with me, because that one's beautiful. Bill says night two, and Sam says first night. So a little bit of a drum roll. Sam, you're right. That is the first night. You know York history, that's for sure. And certainly you do as well, Bill, that's for sure. But man, Sam, you have an eye for this, brother. And thank you guys so much for the comments and the kind words on that, all the arrangements and stuff. Chris said that should definitely be a regular part of the set. And it very much, I guess Morgan could agree, we do this one a lot, don't we? And it's going to continue to be. So hey, thank you guys again. Hope you guys are enjoying tonight. I think you guys are. We got some pretty good numbers and everybody just kind of hanging out and having fun with my KISS friends here. I think it's just awesome. So let's go to a disco vibe, and I want y'all to pay close attention to the graphics on the screen behind me, because once again, it was Miss Morgan coming up with this idea to do this in the way that we did. So when that video transitions, it's going to give you an idea of what album this comes off of. Such a cool, groovy little track. I've kind of made it into an acoustic arrangement, but this one comes off of the album Dynasty. And again, doing Peter Criss songs tonight, that tells you exactly which one that it is. So when that footage gets rolling there, I think you guys will be really impressed with what she's got going on. This one's called Dirty Living. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. having a blast doing these songs that we've never done for you guys in a lot of them that you probably haven't heard on a lot of different KISS stuff. Now, that one is obviously an inspiration because of the Dynasty influence, and of course Peter does that song. A great track that you need to listen to is, I think it's the Talisman who does it on the new Buffalo Rock City KISS tribute. Man, that is some cool stuff. And if you haven't heard that tribute album, you definitely needs to. You definitely need to. Excuse me. Needs to, yes. I'm falling apart. Marshall says that translates to acoustic very well. Nice job. Thanks. Chris says, Cam and Morgan are the dynamic duo of live KISS performances. I'll take that, won't you? She nodded her head yes. That is so cool, guys. Thank you all. Bill says, Bill was just guessing. Hey, that's all right, man. I'm glad you took a stab at it. All right, so we still got some more fun stuff coming up. Sam just got Buffalo Rock City. I just seen that comment come in. I do too. What's your favorite one? I'd be interested to know. I love Back on the Streets. And maybe one that we could do pretty well on here, actually, one of these nights. That might be something we have to try. So, we're over halfway in our set list tonight. But if you guys haven't checked out, I want to give a little bit of a plug here to the podcast series, the Live Unplugged Music of KISS podcast series that I've got going on. And we've got some cool stuff on there. We had Todd Howarth from Fraley's Comet on a couple weeks ago. Just a super cool guy. And such a joy to talk to him. And he's certainly become a good friend and a good acquaintance the last little bit. That I've got to know him. He's been awesome to me. So go check that out. That's on Podomatic, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, all of these different outlets there that you get your podcast material. I think you'll enjoy it, or I hope you will enjoy it. Celebrating Peter Chris tonight, and I've never had a chance to meet Peter, but I have heard he's just one of the sweetest guys that you could meet. I have had some really cool interaction with him. I had a really neat reply that I got from him. I hadn't been a KISS fan very long, and I just shot him an email on his webpage, and he was nice enough to send me back an email, a pretty good email. You know, it wasn't just a hey, thanks. You know, it was pretty detailed. I should have found it for the show, but talking about, I had complimented him on just his drumming, and he had talked to me about the heart that you put into music. You know, that will shine through in anything that you do, and I think that's a great piece of advice for anybody who plays music. If you love it, that's going to come through. Floods and all, warts and all. I mean, it just is. And that goes for anything, music, graphic designs, you name it, whatever your calling is. And I think hopefully everybody can see the heart in a Live Unplugged, the music of KISS. You can't do a Peter Chris song without doing, or a Peter Chris album or tribute, or just any kind of tribute in general, without doing this song right here. We've done it plenty of times, but it never gets old. If I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find a sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling, oh Beth, what can I do? What can I do? You say you feel so empty, that a house just ain't a home. I'm always somewhere else, you're always alone. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling, oh Beth, what can I do? Honey, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Champ, I know you're lonely, and I hope you'll be alright. 'Cause me and the boys will be playing all night. That footage back there from MTV Unplugged, the spark that started it all for the Kiss reunion tour of 1996. That was a great performance. That really early on, I knew that I played. I'll tell you a little personal story. I knew that I had really enjoyed playing acoustic guitar because I did where I live out in Virginia, country and bluegrass and gospel and that type of music. Real rootsy music is so popular. And I knew that I loved playing acoustic guitar, but I knew that I loved Kiss, and I just thought, man, is there room for an acoustic guitar in Kiss? And this is, again, at a young age. And so, you know, as time went on, you know, of course, getting into the band, learning forever, Every Time I Look at You, Shandy, these songs, and of course, Dressed to Kill, these great acoustic undertones, and MTV Unplugged, you know, told me, yeah, you know, that there's so many songs that you can do well. And, you know, I just very much enjoyed that, you know, getting to learn about just how they used that acoustic, those acoustic undertones in those songs. And it's just so pretty. And Paul Stanley said, if a song's good, it can be played acoustic or not, or electric. It should sound good and be meaningful just the same, right? Sam says, personal story, his grandmother loved Beth. You turned her on to it. Now, that's cool. My mom liked Beth, too. And Morgan liked Beth even before she liked any other of the stuff with the band as we were getting together and beginning to date. And, yeah, I mean, it's just awesome. You know, that's just a good one that just transcended all kinds of borders, you know? Hey, Emma, good to see you on here. Sis, I love you. Love you and Mom. And Sam, let's see here. No, I'm sorry, that comment got away from me. Pasquale said, when's your next podcast? That is actually going to be coming up at the end of the week. We're going to be doing dropping an audio version of the Ace Frehley's Birthday Bash that Matt Porter and myself are hosting. And so that'll be coming up at the end of next week. Chris says, watching MTV Unplugged that night was one of my favorite members, favorite memories as a Kiss fan. Excuse me. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Yeah, man, I would love to have been able to watch that when it actually happened. I was a couple years away from finding out about the band as I did the Psycho Circus era, is when I got onto the Kiss boat. But that would have been so cool just seeing that happen, you know? Okay, guys, thank you all for still hanging in there. And we'll go on to the next song, but always enjoy getting to just talk to you guys and just chat about our Kiss experiences. And I love hearing your stories. I think that's one of my favorite parts about this whole thing. So I got a question for you, for all of you out there. Who you been loving? Off the 78 solo album called Rock Me Baby. Yeah, that's the Rock My Baby. Thank you, Morgan. You did that earlier. Yeah, she's called it Rock My Baby all evening, which is another song by a band I love called Shenandoah. They have a country song called that. So thank you, Morgan, for that, putting that in my head. You can't laugh at yourself, right? Rock Me Baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Telling all those cheap lies to open that his eyes won't see through you. Yeah, baby, I declare there's something I just got to do. I got something you know that is true. You got the sure shot in hip hop movements. You're gonna blow my blues away. Come on, rock me till I'm ready. Drop me till I'm ready to drop, baby. Ooh. Drop Me Baby. That one is so piano-oriented, I just couldn't figure out how I was going to get my head around it to do that when I knew I wanted to without the guitar part. And Fran and the Kiss Room House Band did a version of that that I just absolutely loved. And I just thought, man, I just really need to try to learn that one. I think I can say, I don't like to say a lot about myself, obviously. I fumble and mess up and hit bumps and lyrics get tongue-tied, and we're all human. But I do know some things are strong suits for me, and I think this next one certainly is. And I believe Candy or Sam, one requested this next one. And I cannot remember who did, but maybe I sent a couple of requests for that. So you're going to get ready and hear one that was a request as well. Let me check the comments. Bill said Unplugged was amazing on the first broadcast. I bet. Like I said, I'd love to have been able to have seen that the first time without knowing what happened at the end. Chris said, when you and Matt Porter do the Ace Frehley Facebook Live, you got to get Matt to sing with you. He does a killer rock and roll all night. Oh, man. He's been holding out on me. I didn't know that. I'd like to hear that. We may have to work on that. We sang along to All American Man at Alive 75. Man, Alive 75 is a great tribute that I would absolutely love to get to see sometime. And I just, up there in Pennsylvania, I gotta make a trip up that way. I think Sailorsville is the theater that they play at a lot, and Matt's seen a lot of great stuff there. I know he's talked to me about a lot of concerts that he has seen. And hey, let me tell you this, after tonight, you'll want to check out, or after this event tonight, you'll want to check out Midnight Madness tonight at midnight on Monco Radio for some good rock. So let's keep this thing going. Oh yeah, the Sherman Theater, that's right. Yeah, the Sherman. Thank you, Sam. I knew it was Sherman or Sellersville or something like that that I had heard about, but I'd love to get up that way. And I think Pasquale had said, we need to get together and just have a big old hangout session, and I agree 100%. That may be something that we can do when COVID ends. We've all just got to get together and just have a big old kids party. I'll bring the acoustic guitar and you guys sing with me. If we can find a stage to do it on, well, that's great. But if not, we can find a parking lot, right? Okay. Stay tuned for this next one right here. I love this song. Again, off the 78 solo album, as we begin to wind down our tribute to Peter Criss. Let me check the tuning on this real quick. Sorry guys for that delay, but I think I got a couple strings there trying to... Got a couple trying to go flat on me. My apologies on that one, guys. Enjoy this one right here. This one is called Easy Thing. Love is so hard. Love is so hard to find. Is love such an easy thing? Such an easy thing. Such an easy thing to lose. When you lose it all, when you really love is such an easy thing. Such an easy thing. Such an easy thing to lose. When you find a love, when you know it's real, when you lose it all, when you really feel like love, love is so hard, love is so hard to find, 'cause love. Such an easy thing to lose. Love is such an easy thing. Such an easy thing. Such an easy thing to lose. So easy. So easy. I think that's a cool song, and you know, just goes well with the acoustic vibe. I hope you guys enjoyed that one as well. Oh, cool. Okay, so Chris said the song he's been waiting for, easy thing. Yes, sir, I knew Sam had requested that probably, and I think Candy did as well, and you matter to me. Chris said, I'm having a Wayne's World moment right there. We're not worthy. I appreciate that. You guys are too kind. But I do. I love that one. I love all those. That 78 album is just truly underrated, right? Criminally underrated, I would like to say. All right, guys. So I hope you guys are having fun. Hope you guys have enjoyed yourself. If you want some requests you guys want to get done, throw them out there. We may try to hit one or two of them before we go off the air tonight. I do have a couple songs we're going to do after the Peter Chris tribute, which is coming to an end after this next song. But let me know. We'll try to get to them if we can. You can't close a Peter Chris tribute without doing this one right here. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Peter Chris, GG, some way, if you guys were ever to see this, thanks. As always, thank you, Peter, for the music and just so much fun that you give, that music still gives to a 31-year-old kid like me. You guys will know this one just by the acoustic part that goes a little something like this. Under my thumb. Ooh, but course, footage from the Midnight Special in the background. Such a cool video. I mean, just a young and hungry band right there. And of course, we know at the end of it, Peter just totally disassembles the drum kit right there on stage, right? Just how cool is it? Darren Lockhart, just got a comment from you, buddy. Said that you missed it, that you've been out all day. And I know you'll go back and watch it, brother. I always appreciate you. Yeah, a perfect way to close the tribute. Thanks, Chris, man. I appreciate that. And Sam, yeah, 31, born in 89, my friend. Do you think I look older or do you think I look younger than that? Some days I feel older than that. But that's going to do it for our Peter Chris 78 tribute. Thanks again to the music there that Peter did. And it always continues to inspire us. I always wanted to do a night like this. I hope you guys enjoy just the variety, the difference that we got to do. You know, we got to do some different stuff and unveil some new tracks. And each new one we do, we get to add to that Alive Unplugged repertoire, right? Let's go back and revisit one that we did. Mature, I'll be very cool. Very cool. Sam, I didn't know that either, brother. I did not realize that you were 49. I wouldn't have thought it, man. Candy said, having such a great time tonight. So glad. Well, there's no need to quit now, right? Let's keep this thing going. There's people still on, people still watching. We're going to go take a trip back to the first album and see if you guys recognize this one. I think you will. Anyway, I know we did it on the last Alive Unplugged. Seemed to have went over really well. Have to check out for a moment. We don't want to start off on the wrong foot. Sorry to have taken so long. So there you go. You know right there where we're going, right? Goes a little something like this. 100,000 years. I love that song. I have to be honest with you, just talking to you guys, you know, Kiss fan to Kiss fan, I have really learned to appreciate and enjoy that song so much as time went on. I don't know that that honestly hit me, you know, when I first learned about the band and discovered the band, just as well as it has, you know, today. I don't know, learning these songs and enjoying these songs like this and just getting to break them down and make them acoustically, I really appreciated what these songs have in them. 100,000 Years, yeah, man, what an arrangement. Thanks, man, I appreciate that. Chris says, "A Live Unplugged proves that pretty much any Kiss song can be well translated to acoustic." And thanks so much. That's such a nice thing to say, man. Thank you very much. That really means a lot. Sam said he's got a bootleg on playing Unplugged at a convention, and Gene said it doesn't work acoustically. Well, now, he may not think so even still. I don't know, but you know what? Let's try to get that to him. Wouldn't that be cool? Even if he said no, hopefully he let me down easy. I've met Gene once, and he was super, super cool, obviously, before I did the Live Unplugged stuff. But he was so cool, and, you know, he may think it doesn't work acoustically, but I think we found a way to do it, and I love that version. So thank y'all so much. Hey, Chris said he was wrong. Thanks, man. Hey, Robin, good to see you on here as always. Let's get ready. Thank you guys so much. We're going to do a couple more before we leave tonight. I'm not ready to pull the plug on the party just yet. I did have one more request I wanted to get to. If Anthony Church is out there watching, he had asked for a little bit of Shock Me. And in honor of Ace's birthday coming up on Tuesday, of course, we got the birthday bash that we're going to do on Facebook Live on Tuesday night with Matt Porter. But we'll do a little bit of this one because Anthony requested it. Again, you guys, just thanks for hanging in. There's still people watching tonight. I think we've had a blast. We went for about 70 minutes, believe it or not. Don't know where the time goes. I just feel like we just started. And hopefully that technical difficulty we had at the beginning is gone out of everybody's memory by now. Goes a little something like this. A little bit of Shock Me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Grows. You make me feel at ease, you even make me glow. Don't put the power on me, I'm feeling low, so get me high, shock me, make me feel better. Shock me, put on your black leather. Shock me, we can come together. Baby, if you do what you've been told, my insulation's gone. Girl, you make me overload. Don't pull the plug on me, keep it in, and keep me high, shock me, make me feel better, shock me, put on your black leather, shock me, we could come together. Come on. Thank you. always fun to play. And that should give you guys a little bit of a taste of what we're going to do on Tuesday night. We're going to have some Live Unplugged videos mixed in with some performances there of some Ace favorites. And then after that, or in the midst of that, we're going to have some talking and some great chat with my buddy Matt Porter. And we just so look forward to that. I think it's going to be a real good time. All right, guys. PSA, stay clear of electrified handrails. Exactly. how can you pull the plug on the Live Unplugged show? That's right. How can I? Man, I wish I didn't have to. I tell you what, guys. Y'all are still hanging in there. Do y'all want one more before the finale? We can do that. You guys are having fun. I'm having fun. Let's do one more before we wrap it up tonight. I love it. Stay clear of electrified handrails. Yeah, man, I just couldn't imagine. And he was such a trooper to go on and play after that. I think that was awesome. Let's see. What do we want to do before we do the finale tonight? Of course, you know what the finale is. What song would we like to do? Let me think. What'd you say? What'd you say? Hey, hang on. I think I got a voice in the back here speaking. What'd you say? No, tell me. Tell me. Don't leave me hanging.
I'm just a boy.
Yeah. Well, I've done that one before, okay? Yeah, she wanted Just a Boy. I tell you what. Next time, I'll tell you. I'll do Just a Boy in May. How's that? I'll work it up. I can't remember how we done it. I'm trying to think off the cuff on the fly real quick. How about we do this one? Always a favorite. Certainly a favorite of mine. I've not done this one in a while. This will be a good one to end the night. Let's see. Goes a little something just like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because we always have a crazy night on a Live Unplugged, right? People try to take my soul away. But I don't hear the rap that they all say. They try to tell us that we don't belong. That's alright, we're millions strong. This is my music and it makes me proud. These are my people, you are my crowd. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Sometimes things are so hard to survive. Oh yeah, a million ways to bury you alive. The sun goes down like a bad, bad dream. Your wind looks high, you gotta let off steam. They say they can break you again and again. If life is a radio, turn up to 10. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. When they try to tell us that we don't belong, well, that's alright, we're millions strong. You are my people, on my crown, this is my music, we love it loud. Yeah, nobody's gonna change me, cause that's who I am. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Oh yeah, these are crazy, 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 crazy nights. These are crazy, 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 crazy nights. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. you for spending your Saturday night with a Live Unplugged, the music of KISS. That's a major night again, Chris, man. I appreciate you so much. And I agree with what Candy says. When we get out of this pandemic, we're going to have some crazy nights together with all of our KISS friends, that's for sure. And you know what that sets us up for, right? Yeah, get those confetti, those likes and loves going. I see you guys out there already getting it started. You know what's coming. We're getting ready to drop some balloons from the sky here. Listen, take care of yourselves. Be careful. Stay safe. I know we're getting there. We're getting vaccinated and things are getting better, but there's always some hot spots. So take care of yourself in this pandemic world. And as summer rolls on, we'll see you in May with a, let me drop a hint here, with a very very great idea that we've got. That little reporter may say that he thinks KISS stinks, but I don't think so. Gives you an idea of what we're going to be doing in May. All right, guys. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. Thank you, Peter. Chris, thank you, KISS, as always, for all the music. One more time tonight. Let's rock and roll all night and party every day. Get those buttons a-going. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/aliveunplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself. We'll see you next time.